Exclusive: Donald Trump Jr. says never Trumpers were wrong, MAGA movement is alive and well. By Hannah Blow on June 27, 2022. Last week's historic Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade is proof that the never Trumpers were wrong and the MAGA movement is alive and well, Donald Trump Jr. said during an appearance on Breitbart News Sunday. Speaking about the momentous Supreme Court decision, Donald Trump Jr. called it an amazing week for freedom and for our Constitution. You obviously have Roe, but you also had the ruling of the Second Amendment as it related to the case in New York about concealed carry. That's obviously another big one for me. For freedoms, for ourselves being able to defend ourselves, he said, calling it an incredible week overall. I think the biggest shock to me, Matt, is that it seems everyone has now come back to terms with what a woman is. I'm shocked because for the last 2 years, I've been watching where people were not able to define what that is, and they were called birthing persons and otherwise. But you know, we're back. So the momentary lapse in science apparently has reversed itself. He added before speaking about the never-Trumpers who attacked former President Trump early on, asserting he would not appoint originalist or pro-life justices. Trump referenced his father's epic statement on that matter, in which the former president blasted the never-Trumpers who have no idea what the MAGA movement is, and even less of an understanding of America First, which is necessary, and even vital, to save our country. People like these are nasty, jealous, not smart, and of no use to the potential greatness of our country. They talk, they criticize, and they complain, but they don't have the ability or talent to get anything done. The former president continued, calling them short-sighted losers who we will never understand what it takes to make America great again. Donald Trump Jr. noted how those people, remnants of the Never Trump movement, have done nothing for 40 years. Breitbart Middle. Donald Trump Jr., June 26, 2022. And it just shows you sort of the resolve of what, you know, MAGA really means. The America First movement, you know, when you have that resolve and you say you're gonna do something, you're gonna do something. These other clowns, and it goes for so many in the establishment as well. You know, they talk and they preach, he said, explaining that they go to D.C. and do absolutely nothing. His father, Donald Trump Jr. said, did the opposite. While it manifested himself a little bit after his presidency, I think people understand that it was entirely him that allowed for that to happen. The resolve. How many Republicans would have stood by Kavanaugh under that, you know, heat, this nonsense, as it was? It didn't matter. You know, I figured Bush would have lasted about 3 seconds and anyone else would have probably been maybe 4 or 5 before they just folded and gave up and quit. And that was the nature of conservatism before Trump. They just gave up. They just took the beating the other side gave them, he said, explaining they are all talk with no action. Decorum only goes one way, he said, emphasizing that the MAGA movement changed the way conservatives fight the left. The Republicans voting on the gun legislation. They'll roll over and die to get one brief fawning soundbite from, you know, a leftist rag and you know, then they'll go back to selling out their constituency. It's a shame. But I think this week has shown us that the MAGA movement is alive and well. People want that, he said. That is the future of conservatism. The sort of traditional rollover and dying conservatism is over. We got to be playing the same game that the left has played. You know, they've drawn the line in the sand very clearly. You know, and the same people that have called us racists, homophobes, Nazis, fascists, everything for the last few years now, they'd like decorum? Oh, really? Yeah, that's over, he added.